Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, as it's that time on a Tuesday when we wrap crunch time with a question and we search for answers, because we're consistently amazed that people don't get what era we're living in, especially with sports, the fishbowl, the audio, the video, sometimes both, the realization or lack of that social media is etched in stone. Folks, it's called What Are You Doing? We'll let Alex lead off.
Yo, man, let's go with England soccer fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is something we usually talk about around football season here in the States. Everyone has that friend who is getting married, and for whatever reason, the end of the summer into the fall is the most popular time to get hitched. Probably the weather, duh. It's also the time when football season tends to start, so there is always that guy who books the date when Oregon plays Michigan or when the Niners play the Sea Chickens. Like, I'm happy to be here. I love you guys. You're great. But I have liked the 49ers for longer, so I'm watching this during your vows. Deal with it. So England is in the semifinals of the World Cup for the first time in a long time. Seeing as it's July, a bunch of Brits are set to get married. A bunch of them are regretting it. And this actually applied to their win over Sweden over the weekend, too. According to the Daily Mail, a bunch of Brits are trying to cancel their own weddings just to be able to watch the World Cup matches. So one, plan your wedding better. Two, have some faith in your country.
Oh, no.
Three, suck it up and miss the match. This is why we have DVR, guys. That, or make it part of your wedding. It's a couple hours. You have the spot booked for the whole day. Wheel in a TV and watch it. Plan better, people, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Or hire me to plan your wedding for you.
To Boston Celtic for 5 minutes, Gordon Hayward, I ask.
What are you doing?
So apparently he's the father of two girls. There's an incredibly awkward video posted with Hayward, his two daughters, and wife, who is pregnant with child number three. It was a gender reveal. The four of them are gathered around a closed box. Inside are balloons. Upon release, well, you can guess, blue, boy, pink, girl. To say Hayward looked less than thrilled upon seeing pink, quite the understatement.
His third girl.
His... Oh, it's a girl catching a balloon and throwing in the air. It was kind of brutal. It reminded me of the Seinfeld episode where Jerry said, you can always gauge the nature of excitement over a gift by the reaction. And if you repeat the gift, oh, socks, isn't very good. Well, his follow-up about, is daddy happy? Daddy's always happy, is painful. Here's hoping it was just a bad moment and she doesn't wind up in therapy with this video on a loop, as we ask.
What are you doing?
His two existing daughters are very, very cute as well.
Oh, they're adorable. They're really, but his family. Like, hey, oh, daddy, yeah. Girl.
You know, they can do everything a boy can, Gordon. Jeez. To ESPN, I ask.
What are you doing?
So I get that it's kind of the slow season for sports right now. NBA, NHL just ended. So now we're kind of stuck with just baseball. That's enough for some people, but ESPN apparently has some holes to fill. And they've decided, as the world's entertainment leader, that cornhole is something people might want to watch on television. You know the extent that anyone wants to watch other people play cornhole is? You're at a barbecue. You see someone playing cornhole who makes a few shots in a row. Then you're like, oh, they're pretty good. Then you walk away and get a beer and some food and talk to people or jump in water or something. The World Cornhole Championship shouldn't really be a thing, but they really shouldn't be a thing that's put on television. If T-Bob from down the block, who is perpetually sunburned and drunk and for some reason can't seem to find a shirt with sleeves, is capable of competing in this at a high level, it probably shouldn't be on your network, ESPN, as I ask.
What are you doing?
It's painful. To Chicago Raw Athletics and coach, I ask.
What are you doing?
You probably saw the video during an amateur game in Atlanta between that team and the Houston Raptors. Ugly brawl breaks out, and not between the teams that are playing, but the Chicago squad and the refs. One ref got knocked to the ground, popped back up pretty ticked, ready to go, while another official was on the ground getting hit. And upon getting up, another player comes out of him and cold cocks him. Raw coach Howard Martin said a ref walked up and attacked one of his players. Yet there doesn't seem to be any evidence to support that claim. WSB-TV in Atlanta said he saw a player bump a ref. This coach should not be trying to deflect blame, and I'm with the majority who saw the videos, follow-up reactions, and believe this team should be banned from all events, period, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To people saying NFL ratings are down, I ask.
What are you doing?
Well, I know what you're doing, but stop trying to do it, because you're wrong, and I know it's spearheaded by our president, but he isn't the only one. People keep throwing out this number, and he's included in that the NFL's ratings, TV ratings, are down 20%, and that it's due to the anthem protests. Well, according to Nielsen ratings, the NFL's ratings are down 9% last year, 8% the year before that. You compare them to networks, ABC's down 15%, NBC and CBS 19%, Comedy Central's down 18%, Disney Channel is down 24%. So if you compare the NFL to how TV networks in general are doing, they're actually ahead. You know why ratings are down? Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Overall, networks lost 16% of their viewers last year. Again, the NFL lost 9%. That's why they're trying to broadcast games on Twitter and Facebook. Have people tuned out because of the anthems? Sure, but stop acting like the NFL is struggling. It isn't. It's the NFL. Tons of people are still watching it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Number one show in primetime last year, NFL Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
For anyone too engaged in the NBA Summer League, I ask.
What are you doing?
Stop.
Please stop.
Seriously, what is wrong with you? You want to watch, go nuts. You want to cover it, if that's your job, work away. But stop with the analytics and stats and in-game live tweeting. It's a pickup game in July. Name me the guy who led the Summer League in scoring last year. Well, you don't know that. How about rebounding? Assist to turnover ratio? Yeah, I thought so. You know why you don't know the answers to that? Same reason we don't know who led the Cactus League in hitting this past March, or the NFL in yards per carry last exhibition season. It doesn't matter. It's boring. Stop acting like it's more than time filling. Hey, if a player moves, a trade is made, you know, something that actually impacts the upcoming season, spread the word, analyze away, it's relatable. The NBA Summer League ain't it. So go easy and tone it down, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Tyler Dorsey's leading all Summer League players in rebounds with 14.
And that translates to what?
He's going
to
be an all-star, right?
Go Ducks.
Hey now, he's an all-star.
Oh, okay. Oh, cut it off.
Go to break early! Go to break early!